Welcome to the Who Am I interviews of the International Pagan Music Association. This is Alfred Wilhock, your host, so that's not really important. Today, we are blessed to be talking to Lord Alexian. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, and it's because during this pandemic and election, I have my TV turned off.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
Oh, that's a great story, especially being a pagan. So I was very little. I was like 4 years old, and my aunt decided that she needed to boss my mother around, who's the youngest of 12, and tell her that she needs to take those little heathen children to church, right? So here at 4 years old, my mom takes me to this new place I've never been to. And I get escorted away from my mom. I'm like, what is going on? Where am I going? Is this school? You know, I had no idea what was happening at 4 years old. And I was handed a coloring book and I was supposed to color this picture of this man with long hair with fishes in his hand. And I got really nervous because I was not really good at coloring. And I remember raising my hand, asking if it was okay if I colored outside the lines. And they said that was fine. So I did color this picture of Jesus, right? And then we were taken into the main congregation. This was a Baptist church. And they had a guest that day. And the guest was a man. And the man went up to this desk. I thought it was a desk. It was a piano. I'd never seen one before. And he started to play. And it was like my brain exploded. I was just mesmerized, like, by this music. Where is it coming from? What is happening? You know, at 4 years old, I started to ask for a piano. I asked for a piano at my birthdays. I asked for a piano at Christmas. I asked for a piano every chance I got. I did that for 4 years. After the fourth year, I guess my parents finally gave out and said, we better get this kid a piano because he's not giving up. So at 8 years old, I got my piano, which I still have here in Florida with me today. And I started taking piano lessons. And so that was the beginning. That was the beginning. I also remember very clearly, as far as singing goes in church, them making me, my cousin Cindy, and my friend Dwight, were all like six, stand in front of the church and sing This Little Light of Mine. And they stopped singing, but I did not. I sang my little heart out and they loved it. And I thought, whoa, I got something going here at 6 years old. I got attention, right? So I think it was between the attention and just my brain exploding from hearing this piano play. That's what inspired me to get into music. My mother also used to sing to me all the time, especially Que Sera. She used to love to sing that song to me as a child. So that's how it all started.
Wow, that's a really interesting story. And I'm glad that you decided that you wanted to have your own desk so that you could learn the music. Yes. And take piano. So what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
The best thing about being a pagan musician, probably just the freedom of doing whatever the hell I want. There is no, you know, it's not very commercial. And when you're in the commercial side of business, you have to fit the mold. And in paganism, anything pretty much goes. You know, Victor, my husband, and I opened paganmusic.com many years ago. At one point, it was the biggest pagan music store on the planet. Of course, nobody wants CDs anymore. It's all MP3, so we're out of business there. But the thing that we learned from that experience was pagan music is all styles. There's folk, there's rock, there's heavy metal, there's rap, there's dance, there's drumming, there's all sorts of styles of music, but it's all labeled as pagan. So what matters is the message, the content, the lyrical content, or the intent, if it's an instrumental, behind the song. And that's usually expressed through the title right? So I think that's probably my favorite thing, is that it's not boxed in.
Awesome. Awesome. So what is the most challenging thing about being a pagan musician? You knew that was the next question, I know.
Getting the word out. That's what you guys are experiencing, right? Getting the word out. It's very, very difficult being an independent musician, but also being an independent pagan musician, because it's a very niche crowd, and it's hard to get people's attention to begin with, little alone, get the pagans to wake up and pay attention. So in fact, just recently, this last week, I posted on my Facebook and on my Instagram and everywhere, why do you follow me? I'm doing some research. Why do you follow me? And I got all these wonderful, beautiful messages back that I'm such a great guy and I have a wonderful, positive personality and I share beauty in the world. And some people mentioned that I'm Wiccan and that I'm a high priest and they're interested in learning, you know, more about Wicca and magic and things like that. But only a couple people, maybe four or five, you know, mentioned music. So it also brought to the attention to some of those other commenters that I'm actually a pagan musician and I have been for decades.
Wow, that's really amazing that people knew you for so long and that so many people don't realize that you are actually a musician. But yeah, wow. Okay, which kind of leads into our next question is, how can the IPMA help you enhance your musical reality?
Well, I'm educating myself about what you guys are about and what you have to offer. I just saw that there was an organization about pagan music and I jumped at it and signed up and paid my dues. I'm like all in, right? So, just really getting the word out, making us, you know, not just me, but everybody, like marketing, promotion, this interview in itself is a wonderful tool. Reposting our posts on social media and sharing more, driving the algorithms.
Awesome. Awesome. Fantastic. So do you have a message that you would like to share with those who will be listening and seeing this interview?
What is my message? I think that more and more we have to pay attention to the earth, Mother Earth. You know, we've been talking about this for decades. And I just recently mentioned in my Green Song performance, which is happening this Saturday, November 7th, 2020, that I wrote Save Me over 20 years ago. And it was about, you know, saving the planet and Mother Earth. And here we are, and it's getting worse instead of better, right? And so I recently wrote a new song, which is not released yet, called Scream. And it's the negative or the sad side. It's showing the destruction. It's showing it's about, you know, wake up. Why aren't you screaming? So, you know, I have a very green mentality about being very conscious about sustainability and, you know, solar power and wind power and getting off of fossil fuels. And I try to express that through my message and my music. I also talk about the goddess as deity, not just the planet. And so if you're interested, if you resonate with those things, you're definitely going to want to check out my music. There we go. That's one of my music students. I also teach music students online via the internet from all over the world. Let me turn my volume on the phone off. In order to make change in the world, you have to make change within yourself first. You have to open your mind and you have to accept who you are. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Stand up, be yourself, accept yourself. Tall, short, skinny, fat, it doesn't matter. You are perfect, okay? Accept yourself for who you are. learn to love yourself, and then you can learn to love others and the planet, right? And we can all do better. I also have a lot of videos I should mention that you can check out on my website at alexianmusic.com. I've been busy actually making lyric videos for all of my old music as well as my new music. And they're coming out really, really nice.
Awesome. Well, great. So let's go ahead. And if you would let our listeners, et cetera, to know again where they can reach your music besides your brand new IPMA page, which will go up right after we finish this interview, where they can reach you, how they can reach you, all that. Really cool. This is your 2-minute commercial that I don't edit.
The plug. All right. So the main place, of course, is my website, which is alexianmusic.com. That's my name, Alexian. It's Alex, A-L-E-X, with an I-A-N, alexianmusic.com. From there, you can find everything else. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook, right? Et cetera. And most of those social media accounts are under Lord Alexian, which is my Wiccan title because I'm a high priest of the Alexandrian tradition of Wicca. However, the only reason I used it is because Alexian was already taken. So I had to figure out something else. And I ended up using my title, Lord. So it became Lord Alexian. So I'm all over the internet as Lord Alexian, but you can call me Alexian.
Yeah. So thank you so much for spending time with us, and have a really blessed and amazing rest of your day.
You too. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.